and had a little bit of an up and down career after after that redshirt freshman season as well. He is on your radio this afternoon. Denzel, appreciate a few minutes of your time. How are you? Denzel, you there? This is not going as well as I had hoped.
I think he's asleep with the phone in his ear.
Hey, Denzel, you there? Okay,
he's asleep.
I don't think this is going to work.
I hear him breathing.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Well, we were scheduled to visit with Denzel Kimdichi and...
Hey, Rhino, let's try hanging up, and let's call the number back and see if he answers.
It sounded like he was asleep. Yeah. It's head-to-head Super Talk Mississippi with you. Denzel Kimdichi, I think, is in the process of trying to launch a music career and had a music video that was about to launch. We're going to tell him – he was going to tell us a little bit about that. And has kind of been open about some of the things that he went through, ups and downs in his playing time at Ole Miss, and had agreed to talk a little bit about that. But that may or may not happen this afternoon.
I swear on my life, I think you fell asleep while he waited for us to come to him on the phone.
It was only a minute.
I heard a man breathing on the other end of the phone.
No, I don't disagree with that.
Should I say it? Well, I'm not going to say it.
No, don't. Just let it go. Rhino, is he answering as we call back? You're trying one more
time. I'm trying, but I'm not getting anything.
Okay. Well, let's just move on.
I mean, it's early in the day. It's of course, it is 4:20 p.m. as opposed to 4:20 a.m.
Yeah. All right. So, where do you even go with that?
That's hilarious. It's hilarious because I'm telling you, he was asleep. He was on the phone.
He was asleep.
Rhino, let me ask you a question. I want an honest answer, Rhino.
All righty.
When you dialed the number and the person on the other end answered, what did he say?
Hello? I asked if it was Denzel Kimdichi, and he replied in the affirmative and asked if he's ready to rock and roll. He said yes, and that was pretty much it. I mean, he sounded like he'd either just woken up or had woken up shortly before that. That kind of kind of groggy sound you have when you first catch somebody or wake them up with a phone call.
I'm at a loss. Asleep, man. I mean, in some ways, it's like the least surprising thing. That's an interesting guy.
Cicely, Richard, you just said, in some ways, it's the least surprising thing that's happened all day.
I did.
I mean,
my wife just sent me a text message. She's on a break right now in her car, and she said, "You're as speechless as I've ever heard you on the radio." You know, I had a little bit of trepidation when we set this up, and then I thought, hey, this could be really interesting.
It would be great if he's just awake. But he's okay, so Rhino says he was a little groggy, but I'm talking, it was not 20 seconds from the time that Rhino says you're ready to go, and he said, yeah, to the time that we actually come to him. And my wife just texts me and says, "What is wrong? I'm listening." Okay, if you're just tuning in, Richard had someone reach out to him and with a good idea that we had the opportunity to talk with Denzel Kimdichi here on the show today. And Denzel is launching a music video and is kind of, you know, has a burgeoning music career. And so we're going to talk to him about that, but he was also going to open up and talk a little bit maybe about what his last year at Ole Miss was like. And, of course, he made some mistakes and trying to get back on track and all that. And I thought, and Richard, when you and I talked this morning, I was like, that's a great idea. If he wants to talk, we'd love to have him. Absolutely. And, you know, so this was our time. And Rhino called him up, and Rhino said he was a little groggy when he answered the phone. But when we went to him, and I have the audio, I'm gonna get the audio and play it back for you here in a minute. But when we went to him, all you could hear was this. There's a guy snoring on the other end of the phone line. He's asleep.
That nothing like that has ever happened to the two of us together on the radio. Call drop, bad cell signal, bad timing, somebody doesn't answer, period. Not Rhino connects with them. Yes.
Yeah, let me ask you an honest question. Do you think it was any of those things?
No, I think he fell asleep.
I think, well, exactly. He fell asleep. There's no question he was asleep. I don't know if this is good radio or bad radio, but it's something.
Well, no, I seriously, when I posed this question to you this morning, hey, I think we can get Denzel on the air this afternoon. Are you open to doing that? And you said absolutely. And I thought, you know, my initial thought was, I don't know. And I said, I don't know, because I've interviewed him a bunch of times, and it's they even when he was playing football at Ole Miss, sometimes they were kind of strange interviews. But I thought, hey, this could be really interesting. People would maybe gravitate to that and
question.
Be like,
I definitely want to talk to him. I mean, if he wants to come on. We'll keep trying today. We'll do it tomorrow. I definitely want to have Denzel on the show. I'm very interested.
So we'll try to circle back on that at some point.
Well, you want me to play it? Let me see if I can play it back for you. The part where we, you know, tried to call or did call and had him on. Rhino said that he sounded a little groggy. Let me see if I can play it back for you. Here we go. I think this is when Richard maybe was leading
the redshirt freshman season as well. He is on your radio this afternoon. Denzel, appreciate a few minutes of your time. How are you? Denzel, you there?
I think
he's not going as well as I had hoped.
I think he's asleep with the phone in his ear.
Hey, Denzel, you there?
He's asleep.
I don't think this is going to work.
I hear him breathing.
That's the best thing that has ever happened.
Michael, you hit us on the head-to-head radio Twitter feed. You say it's powered by C-Spire. You say he was not snoring. That sound was cars passing by. And if you can't tell the difference, you're idiots. No, I'm sorry, Michael. You're an idiot. That was in and out, breathing in and out. In and out, in and out. When cars driving by. Anthony, you say that it happens on Howard Stern's show. You said Howard leaves the person on there for everyone to hear, and he commentates while they snore.
There's no way we should have hung up. Let's hear it again. What else are we going to play? Do it's any better than this? Here it is again. Richard's asked. Here he goes.
Radio this afternoon. Denzel, appreciate a few minutes of your time. How are you? Denzel, you there?
I think
he's not going as well as I had hoped.
I think he's asleep with the phone in his ear.
Hey, Denzel, you there?
He's asleep.
I don't think this is going to work.
I hear him breathing.
Hey, you want to be a part of the conversation? Farm Bureau phone lines are open to you. Here's the number. 888-808-8637. It's 888-808-8637 or #32 if you are a C Spire customer. Matt Wyatt has never before has Matt Wyatt doubled over at his desk in front of a microphone and laughter to the point that he can't get words out of his mouth. That's where he is right now.
It's hurting, man. Oh, it hurts. Richard, I just want to tell you.
That was either the best or the worst segment of radio in the history of Head to Head.
It's the worst interview you've ever done.
Huh, we will try to pull this train back on the tracks. Coming in a couple of
Listen
minutes.
To him breathing. Listen.
Denzel, you there?
Yeah, he's there, all right.
Head to head in the Renaissance Bank studio. Renaissance Bank, understanding you.
Strange.